case number 11,110, Stephen Atkins Land Surveying, north of Road 224, Fleet Town Road, approximately 1,229 feet west of Road 213, North Old State Road. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Stephen M. Atkins, 28734 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Stephen Rude, 617 Fork Landing Road, Felton, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Stephen Atkins. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Stephen Rude. I'm here to explain the technical aspects of the survey involving our appearance tonight. Back in 2010, Mr. Rude had contacted our company to do a boundary survey of lots 1 and 2. At the time, it was combined into one parcel. We did that boundary survey and subsequently did a minor subdivision as shown on the exhibit that I think you may have. At that point, both lots were conforming to the county's requirements. Given over to Mr. Rude, he owned both pieces. He still owns both pieces. At that time, Mr. Rude and a mason laid this house out and built the house in 2012. I got a call roughly the middle of September to do a verification of a location survey, which our firm did. When we went out there, we realized that the house had two issues with it. We were called for one issue. Basically, they were concerned that the house may be over the side building line, the side property line. And when we went there, we confirmed that, yes, it was over the side property line by about 2 feet. Okay, so in these kind of situations where the lots were big enough and they had adequate road frontage, what we did was we went to the county and we're going to do a lot line agreement to make the new house conform to the county's code. But as part of our survey, we realized that not only was the house over the lot line of lot 2, but the house was also located too close to the road. On the variance application, you'll see that we have requested a 4.7-foot variance from the front yard setback. However, after I look at this a little further, it's got an attached front porch on the property, which is 30.5 feet from the property line, from the right-of-way line, I'm sorry. And so I guess our application would need to be amended to 9.5 feet variance from the front yard setback to encompass the enclosed porch. Other than that, Mr. Rue will be here to answer any questions as to where we go from here. Any questions that the board may have of either one of us.
Which of you is going to address the standards for granting a variance?
Well, I can address the standards as I know them. Okay. The uniqueness of the property. The property is not necessarily unique, other than it's above the minimum required area for a residential lot in Sussex County. The hardship is not due necessarily to the uniqueness of the property. I think what happened was there were some assumptions made based on the orientation of the sidelines, which made the house too close to the line. And for the front, I think Mr. Rude stated there was a bunch of stakes out there with our stakes, the septic stakes. He got confused. There wasn't a professional out there. And that's where that landed up. Can it be otherwise developed? Not now. Mr. Rude obviously owns the piece to the right, which had a house on it, which did not conform to the code. However, it did pre-exist the code. So you'll notice that it has a 0.53 feet setback to the side yard on the parcel, on the lot 2 of the piece. So, and being that this house is on lot 1, there's not adequate area for it to be redeveloped. So it was created by the applicant in error. I've talked to Mr. Rude. We stake all of his houses out from this point forward. However, it doesn't address this. Okay, it won't alter the character of the neighborhood. Like I said, the neighboring property, which he already owns, is already too close to the sideline. There are several other houses in the area that are very close. Granted, this is a very old area of Sussex County. So it won't alter the character of the neighborhood. It's not detrimental to the public welfare because it doesn't. The only thing that's really a problem is too close to the road at this point. The variance is the minimum that it will be required to afford relief, and it's the least modification possible.
Okay. The house on lot two is has been there for 100 years, is that correct?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
And nothing was changed to that?
No.
Okay.
It's just, it was a mistake, and
You're saying it was a mistake?
Well, it was put in the wrong place. That's what made it a mistake. Clearly, or right. We wouldn't be here.
I didn't know whether the house was a mistake or the setback.
Well.
Who placed the house?
Mr. Rood and a mason, and the mason did, yes.
When was that?
That was sometime in the middle of this year. It was completed in September, and the county has issued a temporary CO based on the outcome of this hearing.
And who was it you said?
Mr. Rood, the client, and his mason.
But he had a permit, right?
Correct.
For the stake, you had mentioned there was some confusion as to the stakes, correct?
That's what he had mentioned, yes.
Okay, and were the stakes put in the right spot as far as
the boundary stakes? Mark? Correct, yes. Now, they were rod and cast, which were flush to the ground, so, you know, we did it in 2010, so who knows if the wooden stakes were still there witnessing the actual rods and caps that we had set in the ground. Typically, on a modern subdivision, we'll set an 18-inch iron rod in the ground with an identifiable PVC cap, which has our license number and our company's name on it. And again, that, you know, grass grows. It could be, you know, you'd have to find it with a metal detector after about a year. So I don't know if that added into it. I think the septic guys probably went out there and found as many points as they could to reference to their septic plan is my guess. Now, I don't know that. I'm obviously just speculating. That's typically what happens.
And this is a stick-built house, not a manufactured home.
That's correct.
Are there any other questions from members of the board or council? No other questions. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the case is fortunate that the applicant owns the adjacent property, and that in itself and the fact that there was a mistake made is in itself unique. I don't believe that at this point the property can be otherwise developed with the home on it. I guess we could argue whether it's created by the applicant, but it was a circumstance, whether it be the applicant or some of the construction people on site. I don't believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood, and I think it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would make a motion we approve case number 11,110.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
And by a roll call vote, Mr. Hudson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickard.
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And I vote aye for those reasons. 4-0, it's approved.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.